علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of prophethood and messengerhood. We are talking about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and messengers, and there was a reason behind it. This is, if you look at it in a historical perspective, the coming of the messengers was after a certain phenomenon that took place amongst the human societies. One of those issues that we discussed about was the fact that the human beings turned away from the prescription that God had placed on them, and that was that they were supposed to be completely under God's authority, and they were supposed to follow His commandments at all times and be under His lordship. But unfortunately, mankind changed that, and they stayed away, or rather refused to abide by that prescription. There was one important reason that we talked about last time. This time we're also going to talk about another reason why the messengers and prophets were sent, and the wisdom behind this. And that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions in one of the statements, he says, وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَئِذٍ مِلَلٌ مُتَفَرِّقَةٌ وَأَهْوَاءٌ مُنْتَشِرَةٌ وَطَرَائِقُ مُتَشَتِّتَةٌ. So Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that one of the reasons was that there was a lot of there was a lot of disunity amongst the people. Inshallah, we shall discuss about that in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were discussing about the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers and prophets. And of course, we are focusing on the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha. And he says that وَأَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ يَوْمَئِذٍ مِلَلٌ مُتَفَرِّقَةٌ. One of the reasons why these messengers were sent, why the prophets were sent, was that there was a problem amongst the people. There was a sickness that the people were facing. And that is that the people of the earth, يَوْمَئِذٍ مِلَلٌ مُتَفَرِّقَ, they had become different communities. They had become very much separated from one another. مُتَفَرِّقَ. وَأَهْوَاءٌ مُنْتَشِرَ, they had different aims and objectives. They were all going towards a certain direction. All of them had certain feelings, and based on those feelings they would go in certain directions. وَتَرَائِقُ مُتَشَتِّتَ, and they were following different paths. They were traversing different paths. So this is something that was happening at that time. And he says, بَيْنَ مُشَبِّهٍ لِلَّهِ بِخَلْقِهِ. So one group was kind of comparing God with his creation, was reduced the idea of God. One group of these people reduced the idea of God, or rather the whole concept of God, to someone similar to a human being. أَوْ مُلْحِدٍ فِي إِسْمِهِ. Or there was a person, others were those that were mulhid, that were disbelievers. أَوْ مُشِيرٍ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. Or some of the people were those that were pointing to others than Allah as gods. They were taking other than the real God as a God. So there were different groups at that time. And this was the problem that Imam Ali alayhi salam says. At this situation, you see all these differences. Of course, someone has to come and try to unite these people. So one of the interpretations of this statement is that these people, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, and of course, alhamdulillah, we are in the very holy days of the Prophet's birth and his wilada, and which is a great source of happiness for all the Muslims. It is a good omen that we are discussing about this topic at this moment, and inshallah we can take blessings from the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these days.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the reasons why prophets and messengers were sent. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the reasons why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or prophets in general, came to communities was because people had become disunited. They were in different paths. They were following different creeds, and they had become completely disunited with regards to their purpose. So one of the interpretations that we give here is that it meant that the people didn't have one ideology or one worldview that would encompass all of them, whereby all their minds would be attuned to that type of ideology or that type of worldview. Or maybe it would mean that maybe they didn't have one culture that would unite all of them, one very developed and lofty culture that would envelop all of them and keep them under its umbrella, and therefore there are differences and all that. That is one interpretation, but there could be other interpretations also. This seems to be one of those good ones, and it seems that the community, unfortunately, at that time, when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, يَوْمَئِذٍ مِلَلٌ مُتَفَرِّقَ, it means that they had become various groups with different cultures. Different cultures means opposing cultures at times, with different worldview and ideology, with different types of thinking. And sometimes these different types of thinkings many times would be completely opposite. Many times would be completely opposite to one another. Or rather, one would be the right, the others would be wrong. Definitely one of them would be the right one. But there was this issue that was being faced. So this was one of the problems that Imam Ali alayhi salam points out towards. Inshallah, we'll discuss about the other problems that he says. For example, وَأَهْوَاءٌ مُنْتَشِرَةٌ. Inshallah, in the coming sections. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه لا لامونه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه